It's extremely important there is an appropriate use of balancing the moving towards the meaningful life purpose direction and the fear-based response to current events. Often coaches or other practitioners will inappropriately try to get their clients to think about deep, meaningful aspects of their life when they're just really not in a position to do so. Their crisis is upon them, they're very anxious, they're very fearful, and what they really need is an ally by their side to be with them and to hold a space with them whilst they navigate their way through that very powerful emotional situation. It can be extremely inappropriate to say to somebody who is really confronted with trying to manage the fundamental basic needs of life, perhaps just basic survival, in some cases people's homes are at threat and so on, to start to try and take them to a place that seems really too far away from them. What have you always dreamed of doing? What have you always wanted to do all your life when you were a little child and so on? These are lovely, powerful questions in the appropriate context. And it really is important that coaches understand that there is a time and a place for everything, so your awareness of where they're really at is extremely important. It isn't that this isn't imp these aren't important questions, and the seeds of them can be laid quite easily and simply, but we want to make sure that we are not trying to push somebody through our questioning or through our focus on that out from where they really are. You can meet a lot of resistance, and it can be extremely complicated to stay with the client when they perceive that you are inviting them to think about things that they just can't think about. So you have to be skillful, you have to make sure that you balance it correctly as you go along. Now, sometimes clients will do the opposite. They will actually welcome the temporary relief from the problem of now, problems of now, for the promise of something down the road. So again, it's about listening really carefully to make sure that you sort of get a sense of how people are responding to the questions that you are asking. When we think about looking at an away from direction as much as a sorry, when we think about looking at a moving towards direction as opposed to away from direction, sometimes you can just place the away from direction just a short amount of time in the future. So it can be a month from now. What might be important, do you think, in a month from now? Or in 2 months, or it could even be in a week. So it's building up this idea that there is a question that can be formulated with your clients that they can have in their lives, which is about where am I heading and what is the most important thing to me, and how can I be focused and actually navigate towards that and experience it, i.e., how can I connect with the meaning? And meaning doesn't have to be something that you do for the rest of your life. Meaning changes for people, so it can be something that has meaning for them in a short period of time. It's this idea that we allow this to unfold as a process over time, as opposed to trying to reach for this sort of arbitrary one-time life purpose goal right from the outset. This just isn't very practical. It also isn't supported really by how human beings work, because whilst people's core values normally stay the same in their lives, often the way that they live in alignment with those core values and the kinds of things that at different life stages have meaning for them that are come about and they create change. If you think that people, for instance, who have children go through a phase of their life where nurturing, looking after those children, young children, and so on, becomes a sort of primary and most important focus of meaning for them. But when those children grow up and leave home, and later life stages are present, or, then other things come into play, and the meaning changes. So, we want to just make sure that we're not trying to find this kind of ultimate thing, which is, you know, that we can connect our clients to, so that they can then, you know, make a success of the process that they're in. So this away from motivation, it, really, if you think about it in the same way that there can be a lots of different things that people are fearful of in their life. It's no necessarily not one big thing that confronts them. Although, of course, one of the big things, which is to die, is very much this sort of ultimate fear that a lot of people carry, and that sits behind a lot of other fears. But we can see that there are different expressions of events or things that can happen in a client's life that will influence their response to their daily life. In the same way, there are lots of different ways that a client can build up or engage with this idea of meaning and purpose aligned with their values. That doesn't mean that they have to always be focused on some big primary ultimate life purpose. Often it's by actually breaking it down and keeping it small like this, and sifting through it, if you like, on a regular basis, that actually clients find most useful ways to engage with their own motivation and understand how they are moving forward. It's very important also to and useful to talk about your client with this once it's an appropriate stage in the coaching relationship. Talk to them about the things they're scared of, the things they're moving towards. Acquaint them or familiarize them quickly with this idea of a motivational direction, so they quickly can understand with you what is the set of drivers. This is part of helping the coaching relationship be an environment where self-knowledge can grow and increase for your clients. So don't be shy to share this information with them. It can be very useful for them.